Greetings, adventurers. I am your Dungeon Master, Michael DeMauro, and my pronouns are he, him.
Hi, my name's Nika, and my pronouns are she, her. I play Rourke.
Hey, everybody, it's great to be here. Thank you so much for having me. My name is Tim Lanning. My pronouns are he, him. And I play Chuck.
Hey, everyone, I'm Jennifer Sheik. My pronouns are she, her, and I am playing Celine Von Esper.
Hi, my name is Mike Bachman. My pronouns are he, him, and I play Screech Echo.
Did you feel that?
Of course I felt it.
You didn't react.
I felt it. I grimaced because I hate my wife.
Sometimes I have to be bad at it.
Guys, I put up with a lot. I put up with a lot.
So do I.
I don't know about that. I don't know about that there. I don't think so, Tim.
Let me tell you something.
I have too many problems.
I forgot that I looked at pictures of Jen in the military and now I got sad. But look how cute he looks, though. Standing.
Wait,
it's a little shape. It's not like full of shape, but...
How big's your item inventory?
Did that say wake up, Bachman?
1,000. I just... Yeah, but it gets so shit, like, I just delete stuff. I don't need it bigger.
1,700, baby.
That's...
Wow.
Unnecessary.
When you have the Pokeball connected and... When I was at work, motherfucking 8 Pokestops. Like, because I was 27 floors up and didn't know where I was. I hit it. There was like 2 at our building and then them all over the place and everywhere. I hit
you're
this
you're
one.
Fine. I'm just aiming it more at your chest, your chesticles.
Your titties.
Should I pop it?
Pop your tits out. Let them breathe.
Previously on Greetings, Adventurers.
Can I get a survival roll to see how well you progress?
I want to give guidance to Chuck.
Because I'm assuming...
I give guidance to Rourke.
You make good progress, though.
We make a great time. Can't stop. No pees until we get there, okay?
I'm peeing right now!
Yes, pee and walk, gang, like Rourke is doing.
We're all peeing and walking.
See how Rourke's... Don't look at her.
So...
You're lying, I can tell. You, Milton, I have no idea what the heck is happening here, but I don't like it.
You got me, I can't lie anymore. It started to weigh on me, I couldn't do it. I asked Milton to play the part of Beholder Doodle.
I assume this... What is it, 15 foot gap, and who knows how long, will probably get filled with 10 gallons of water.
If it's 15 feet, we can jump that.
Well, Beholder Doodle's got a grappling hook.
Like, my walking speed is 30,
yeah,
so like,
true.
Yeah, sure. How to jump in D&D.
But also, can we do the rope, like, do a rope situation, like, if we need to? Like,
yeah. Oh, so I can make
a long jump.
I cannot.
Say it again? Sorry.
10 score. Feet, or sorry, a foot per your strength score.
Okay.
Just the score, not the modifier.
So I'm across, so if it is 12 minutes down, we could have like a rope situation, and you could throw it across, and I could tie it on something mayhaps, or we probably each have 50 to 100 feet of rope. So minimum we have 100 feet of rope right now, 15 feet, wrap it back forth.
Somebody throw this into Bridge Construction Simulator.
Yeah.
I am going to need an athletics or acrobatics roll with advantage for whoever's crossing. But you give him that big, big push right in his butt.
Ooh.
And he does a little, you see he jumps a little bit and his wings actually go out a little
he
bit.
Flutters.
And,
Yoshi
and he
flutter?
Just does a little glide across. And you're able to just get him across.
Yeah. And actually Celine like straight up like gives him a huge hug, like wraps her arms around his neck.
So you manage to make it across. It does a flump floats towards you. And inside of your minds, inside of your brains,
wow.
You hear, "Greetings. What brings you to the cloisters?"
No, he's not like Friday. Celine actually does, slowly puts her hand down where you can see she was like about to fire up something.
You are not here to harvest my sweetmeats.
No.
I don't believe
so. You make sausage rolls?
No, but my pieces are very valuable.
Oh, well.
Why are you trying to tell people that?
We definitely weren't going to do that, and we won't.
I don't want to, but you did put that in my mind, literally.
Yeah, I didn't actually know that, so.
But yeah, well, we're here to see we're going to the cloister and talk to the acolyte about this hook.
We need help for our friend here.
Yes, this guy.
Here's a question.
Gesture to Jamichael.
Yes.
This is all brain talk, right?
This is all in your brain.
That's right.
Can we hear each other, or from this perspective, are we all just talking over each other?
I think you're all just talking out loud.
That's my assumption, too.
Okay.
But, you know,
we're hearing it.
He's responding.
Okay.
Yes. Your friend needs help.
Yeah, Jamichael, just why don't you introduce yourself?
Hey, buddy.
See?
Do you see what we mean?
Yeah, you're telepathically speaking to us, so I bet you can tell.
Yeah, what's going on in there?
He's kind of fucked up at that.
How's it feel in there?
Hold on. This is unusual. Let me just take a quick,
You can.
Oh no.
See?
Oh no.
See?
No. I didn't think it was that bad.
It's not great.
Oh.
In there. I can't really get past the first layer.
So you see why we brought him here, because it's beyond our abilities.
Yes.
We want the best for Jamichael.
We love him, don't we, folks?
Yeah. But Jamichael. We love you. We care for you.
Hey, I love you so much, baby.
Jamichael, we talked about this.
Okay, you made some improvements, but we have some constructive feedback. But we'll save it for later when we're not in front of everyone.
I will need something to pierce this outer layer.
Here, take this. The hand of a dagger.
Wait, why are we letting him pierce this outer layer?
I gave him Ramus.
It'll poison his mind!
To get inside of Jamichael's brain.
Oh, he has to eat
to
something?
To see what is in there.
Who are you?
Yeah.
Who am I?
We're just we're not here for your sweetmeats. Can you mind play this dude for us?
I kind of thought you were like the welcome committee.
I am the welcome committee.
Right, exactly. So I don't want you to pierce my boy until I see your bona fides. Should you escort us deeper to the cloister?
You are in the cloisters now.
What are we looking at here? Still cave? Still?
It's pretty much just like a cave with like a little entryway in it.
Oh, okay. And
there isn't a whole lot.
So it doesn't look like there's anything super far deeper, or is it just like a big cave?
This is my home. I am the abbot.
You're the abbot.
Can I?
Should lead with that.
You should have led with that.
Yeah,
can I insight check this flumph?
Yeah.
That is a 14.
You're not sure.
I don't know what this guy doesn't have a nose or a face. I don't know what's happening.
I sometimes make assumptions because I move. I might talk slow, but my brain moves pretty fast.
I understand that completely.
I know what's going on at all times.
Yeah,
except for this guy over here.
Yeah, yeah. You probably don't get a lot of visitors.
I wasn't pointing at you. I was pointing at Jermichael.
No, it's fine.
I feel like we've gestured at Jermichael a few times when we gestured at Bachman, and who knows what that means.
Take it as you will.
I'm sorry.
Impenetrable.
What was the question again?
I don't remember. Oh, you probably don't get a lot of visitors, so.
No, it is hidden. My place.
Well, what do we gotta do, bud?
Yeah, is there
how are we gonna skin this pig?
Yeah, you don't need this dagger to get deep into his brain, or?
There is a creature.
Okay.
There is a creature who you need to extract.
Does it look like a land shark? Because I got his feet.
No.
Fuck.
Shoot your shot.
We must penetrate his brain. And so we will need a brain collector.
Okay.
Well.
You got four right here. Many hands make light work.
Yeah.
What this specifically the hyperthalamus of the brain collector.
Okay.
There is a nearby brain collector. Okay. I assume that he has been summoned here because of my particular vibrations, my mental telepathy.
Yeah.
Sometimes can be noticed by creatures such as this.
Oh, so they are drawn to you.
Yes.
I see. So they may be coming here then.
I certainly hope not.
Well,
why haven't we run into
my meats are too delicious.
That you keep saying that.
Yeah.
You're really making me question.
Is this a collection of meats that you have, or is this the meat of your body?
Well, let me tell you specifically.
I'll pull down a chair.
Eat. This is the flesh of my body.
For those at home, Michael has a meat table that he's looking up right now. He's going to roll a D100.
What kind of meat?
He's like, we got to do things now that we're in person. Like, eat this ham.
Oh my God. What if it was? Like, you roll a dice and you eat a mystery
meat? He writes a secret note on a piece of ham with ketchup. Like, here, now destroy it.
Oh my God.
With your mouth.
I would rather be written in mustard. Me too. Personally. I was just thinking that.
Okay.
Ketchup, it doesn't go with ham.
Ketchup looks like blood.
But it does taste good.
Okay.
Yeah, mustard on the ham.
Mustard yellow.
You see, there are many practical applications for my meats.
Okay. Jesus Christ.
I'm sorry I asked.
Small details are big surfaces, tight corners are odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns, so you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much. But when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And UnitedHealthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Wait, what did he call it? It wasn't just meats. What was he saying?
He said sweet meats.
His sweet meats. Okay.
My brains were powdered. Used to craft levitation potions.
That's kind of cool. That sucks for you, though.
My tentacles can be harvested for oils of acid resistance.
What the?
We should kill this dude.
None of this sounds delicious.
The general meat, though, is so delicious.
So it's a thing of some people are coveting it for its properties and others for the taste.
I do have one gland, though, that's not delicious. So stay away from that one. It's very stinky.
It's still
very valuable. Incredibly valuable
for
making
it. Is that your amber grease?
Yeah.
I don't You don't mean to be rude, but I think you should maybe shut the fuck up when you're talking about how delicious you are you meet brand new people.
It's hard for me not to just go immediately with the surface thoughts.
I get that. And you seem so alone that I
have been alone many years.
Well,
but visitors come and pay me homage and I help them and they help me.
What do you eat?
Me? Mushrooms.
Oh, well, that's very convenient. That's cool. Because there's a lot.
That explains so.
That's true. That is true. We did just.
Used to be able to talk with his mind.
Yeah. So, well, that. I don't want Rourke to make that connection, though.
I was like, I am too dumb to make that.
Yeah, thank God. But
I enjoy the spicy mushrooms. So spicy.
Do you have another name you like to be known as, or is just the Abbot?
The Abbot, please.
Okay, absolutely. Well,
where we find this brain thing to protect you and help our friend here.
Let me see. Do you have a map?
Yeah, we have this one, and we show
the map.
The spoke boy.
Yeah, there you go. Let me mark something on there.
If you're going to send us to one of these other things, we'll be kind of pissed.
Send us to the boneyards.
Boneyard.
We've been traveling a long way just to see you, and if we have to...
All right,
Do not travel to the boneyard.
What is in the boneyards? And you got to give me the first surface thought that comes to your head.
It is bone.
That doesn't sound so bad to me.
They are bad. It is not a place one should visit.
Okay.
Unless they have bones.
I have bones.
That they're willing to give up.
Oh, I don't have that.
We do have bones, but there are our bones inside of us.
If you go there, you don't get bones. You give bones.
And that's if I bring separate bones that aren't part of my own skeleton.
You could give those. Wait, you have bones?
I have updated your map.
Oh, thank Christ. We just have to go south. Go to Brains.
Oh, okay.
Brains! Oh, a further spoke. The first place that's not off of the center spoke.
Oh, shit.
So there's some sort of branching path somewhere, right? Is what I'm hearing?
Yes. If you follow through here, and then this door, you probably couldn't see it before.
There it is.
Yep. And then just go that way.
Well...
There's another ravine, but I'll put down the bridge for you.
Hey, thanks.
Thank you. It was quite stressful getting across the first one with Jermichael.
To understand.
Should we just leave this guy with you?
Yeah, should Jermichael stay here?
Yeah, maybe get to know each other.
Gertie.
Maybe Gertie. Protect him. You guys hang out. Don't eat
really
him.
It's not really my thing sure.
Well, it's fine. We're leaving, so you just take care of him. And Gertie, you make sure it's fine, whatever. Jermichael, don't do anything weird.
I don't know what's more dangerous for Gertie, honestly.
I do feel like I trust this. Actually, I do like a insight check?
Yeah, this guy's pretty sweet.
Okay.
Yeah, can I actually do an insight check on him, just on the Abbot, just to see if it seems like his intentions are pure? Oh, 15.
I hate that he has a DM screen.
I know.
Show me what he's doing back there.
You think he's on low? I want to insight check Gertie and see if she's chill with staying with the mushroom man. And
or is she like freaking out internally? Like,
Gertie, are you gonna be okay staying with the mushroom man? 19.
Oh,
that's a great
plus whatever my insight is, but I'm sure it doesn't matter.
I don't like the brain ideas.
Okay.
I'll stay here.
All right, well, great meeting you. We'll be back in, I don't know, a day, an hour?
It should just be a few hours' journey.
Cool, great. Well, Abbott...
It's closing in on me. I feel it every day.
Oh, well, good thing for you that we showed up then, right?
Quite.
Is there, like, some way that we, like, if it's closing in on you, how do we know how to find it?
That is a good question, but... You will know by its droppings and other signs. I will incept them into your brain.
That's a lot of doo-doo.
And then all of our eyes, eyes go blank for
a
second.
A lot of doo-doo. Okay.
All right, so you're going to have advantage on survival checks to find this thing.
Nice. Can he tell us like what it looks like?
It looks like a very big brain.
Oh, okay, okay, cool.
That makes sense.
Big brain.
I guess we start looking for shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, we head down south, as per your good-ass map says.
Sometimes I don't know if I believe you when you say good map.
Everfalls.
Everfalls.
Yeah, you're traveling along. Can I do a
survival check?
Yes, you can. Let's put you guys on that middle.
That there, yeah.
Yeah,
that
let's put sense. You at the end, like here? Yeah.
Dirty 20.
You pick up the trail.
Oh, look at this doo doo.
In my mind, they're like little brain shaped doo doos.
I pick it up, crumple it a little bit.
Taste.
No, why did you do that?
Get like a couple more bites. Chew it.
Take a spoon.
You got like
take
a bag of popcorn. You're
yeah.
Just
yeah. Shovel it in the more.
You put your pinky in it and snort some of it.
Yeah. Hey, Nika, can you stop kicking the microphone?
I accidentally big knocked it with my leg.
Big knock.
It was soft. There was no sound, but it is wobbling.
Okay. You're going to hear wow.
That's part of it.
That's how it
sounds like. Yeah, exactly.
Whoopsies we do by punching the cameras or punching the microphones now, is that brain doing it?
That's just like what a cave sounds like, okay, guys?
If you haven't been in a cave or if you've been in a cave and you didn't hear that, you weren't in a cave.
It was a...
So true. Michael, do I have a sense of how close we are to this thing?
You
based
like
on how fresh and delicious the doo-doo is.
It is. It's still steaming.
This is some fresh shit, everybody. Get close. Get ready. Get your weapons out. Make sure they're all oiled up and strong as hell.
Do any of us...
Linseed oil. Huh?
Linseed oil.
I watched a movie last night.
Mommy looks so surprised.
The D&D movie.
Because that's what he cleaned his sword.
April!
No! Guys, you're just so lying to me. I believe it.
Remember the intellect devourers in that movie?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. That was a fun scene.
Yeah. Could any of us do like some sort of like a history check to see like, well, I guess he can understand everything. But here's the thing. I said that. My history is very bad though. Is anybody good at that?
Our nature...
Yeah, I can do both of those.
I'm bad at both of those.
Nature.
You want to learn more about the brain collector.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
That's what I assumed when you said
like
that.
Like what it looks like. I guess what did he say again?
Big brain.
Just a big brain. That's
right. And he like pointed the
image. But we can see like if it's weak to things, like that sort of.
Yeah, if especially because you from the academy or whatever.
You would think I'd be good at it, but I'm not.
I'm not very smart. But
no, I'm not, which is funny.
Screech got 13.
Yo.
I mean, I guess I might as well roll shit. Maybe I know something about it.
The older dude got 5. So, shit.
Milton's like, I don't know anything. Ah, I rolled bad. No, that was a 6. Blaine's like,
you've never fucking heard of this. You don't even think. You think it might be not the brain. What's the thing that the movie Mindflare? No,
intellect of ours.
Thank you.
Yeah. So I just am like, I vaguely know of like this kind of type of creature. But again, if Celine doesn't know what she's talking about, she's just not saying shit.
Yeah.
I'm just like going along one of the groups like,
Yeah.
I got a 16.
Oh.
That's true. I don't
know. You think that you have heard of these.
Oh.
You have heard of them.
I heard about these one time in a documentary about this under dark group.
And you know that they are known to grapple people, pop their skulls off, and take their brains out.
Oh,
they do the most metal thing where at the end of each of their concerts, they take people up on a stage and then they grapple their heads off and rip out their brains.
Oh.
And sometimes they'll even pour the blood of an opposing band into
Let me stop you real quick. Is this a real thing that you saw, or is this...
Well, I didn't see it, but I did see it in Underdark Bands Weekly, and it was so
I shouldn't
let
you read that. That's too many weird things in your brain now.
It lives there.
Small details are big surfaces, tight corners are odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with five different spray patterns, so you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Being a large and handsome hero means more than crushing your enemies while defending the common folk. It means having a frank discussion with yourself about erectile dysfunction. I never go into battle without my trusty sword of radiant mercy. So why would I try to treat my ED without the aid of HIMS? I don't have time to leave the dungeon to schedule a doctor's appointment in order to treat my ED, and with HIMS, I don't have to. Through HIMS, you can access affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your camp or a couch. The process is simple and all online. Might as well be magic. They provide access to doctor-trusted ED treatments such as chewable hard mints, brand names like Viagra, or even generic alternatives that are up to 95% cheaper, saving you a lot of gold. Would I have vanquished the arch lich of Scarlet Miasma if I didn't take a potion of major healing? Of course not. Each battle requires its own solution, and that of course includes your sexual health. Join me and hundreds of thousands of trusted HIM subscribers and start your quest to vanquish your ED today. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/greetings. That's hims.com/greetings for your personalized ED treatment options. hims.com/greetings. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
And now let's take a quick adventuring break and hear a word from one of our sponsors. Thank you, Magic Spoon, for sponsoring this episode. Growing up, cereal was one of the best parts about being a kid. But as I got older, I wanted to watch out for all the sugar and empty carbs. Magic Spoon has the amazing flavors you love, but with high protein and less sugar. I couldn't decide which flavor to try out, so I went for the variety pack to get a little taste of everything, including cocoa, fruity, frosted, and peanut butter. Each pack has 0 grams of sugar, 13 to 14 grams of protein, and 4 to 5 grams of net carbs, and only 140 calories per serving. With Magic Spoon being high protein, keto-friendly, gluten, grain, and soy-free, what's not to love? My favorite was the fruity and peanut butter. It really hits the spot when I need something that's crunchy and delicious, and whenever I deserve a little treat. Go to magicspoon.com/greetings to grab a variety pack and try it today. Also, be sure to use our promo code GREETINGS at checkout to save $5 off your order. Magic Spoon is so confident in their product, it's backed with a 100% happiness guarantee. So if you don't like it for any reason, they'll refund your money, no questions asked. Remember to start your day off right with a delicious bowl of high-protein cereal at magicspoon.com/greetings and use code GREETINGS to get $5 off.
Okay, so I guess these things can hurt us.
I personally would
protect your brains.
And it actually uses the brains. It keeps them. It collects them.
That is what it's called, the brain collector.
That makes sense.
It's named well.
Yeah.
Screech and Beholder Duel are both stealthy right now.
Oh.
Okay, roll.
Okay. It's 12 plus 9 for Screech. And then the other fucker.
can't come out. Piece of shit. There we go.
Beholder Doodle's 10. No, that's a 9. That's a 9. He's 13.
You're obviously not hitting.
Well, Screech is though, right?
What did he get?
21?
Yeah, it's
he's that high?
Yeah.
Okay. Your brain, you start to hear a ringing in your ears, and it seems to be psychic interference. You think you're getting very close.
Okay.
You think you're getting very okay. close.
Classic.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Anyone else got the brain fuzzies?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that was
oh,
close.
I'm feeling it.
I'm trying to think about absolutely nothing right now.
This seems like start good.
Drooling a little bit.
I have a lot of practice at this.
Let me go into my special place. My brain.
Best way to think about nothing is try to remember the names of any of your wards.
Oh, yeah.
Fuck.
That was dark.
and whether they're alive. Yeah.
Roll perception for me, please, everybody.
Oh, my God. I roll so much better when I'm by myself.
11.
I think I got a 15.
5.
Maybe a 14.
20.
11.
Celine, you hear what it sounds like, claws clicking on stone up ahead.
Oh, my gosh. Guys, something is coming. It sounds like claws. It sounds like claws clicking on.
Can you
stone?
Can you place
yeah.
it like in the
like here?
No, like over on the other side of the column. Yeah.
Oh
what?
My
he can't fit.
He's too.
Yeah, he's too fat. He's gonna get stuck.
It just looks like a spider with little brains on top. I hate this thing.
That's so many. Like, are those all little brains?
Those
the
are. Those are little brains inside those bubbles.
Michael, whoa. I hate that. Did you paint that too? What's
yeah.
up?
Oh,
yeah.
The base of it almost looks 3D printed.
It's
Tabby painted it.
Like I went war and it just.
Yeah, Lark can help me paint a little bit.
It looks cool.
She glued on the little brain things, and I made it slimy looking and stuff.
It looks
yeah,
awesome.
It's horrible.
Gross.
Parentheses it's perfect.
Perfect. Exactly. So we can't. See, we still can't see it. At
you
this point.
You just you like see like a leg around on the other side of the column.
Okay. Guys, we need to get ready because it's right behind that, right now.
Okay.
So he looked at Chuck like waiting for him to like come up with a plan.
Make noise and bash it when it comes around the corner. Or?
I mean, that did work. It did work last time, honestly. So.
I mean,
I don't know if we even need to make noises. I think it knows we're here.
Oh.
I think it's coming our direction soon.
Okay,
Milton. I don't want to tell you how to do your job, but I can totally see you right now. I can't see anything. So.
Wait. Oh, we don't know anything about it.
No. You knew just the tiny bits.
Yeah, just a little bit.
All right, so I push to the front, Michael.
Okay.
And then I cast Spirit Guardian. That's that 15-foot thing around me.
Okay.
Yeah, and so like... shooting out for me as like a radiant light of like what looks like kind of like angelic sprites, heavenly things floating around me.
Sweet. Is anyone else doing anything to prep before?
I'll get Bardic Inspiration to
the brain collector. I will do my bond thing, so you get to do a d4 to your rolls.
Okay.
Milton's going to go and try and hide in a different shadow. 19?
He seems hidden.
Nice.
Sick.
All right. Yeah, I think I mean, are we, like, readying in action right now?
No. Or and you'll have to sneak up on it.
Got it. Okay.
So, if you,
I,
if
so
you
I don't do anything else right now.
If you want to sneak up on it. Or do some.
I mean, how far away is it from us? But it's also behind.
Yeah, you're about to
I mean, how many feet? for spell reasons.
Touch Celine and like, make both.
I guess it is. I can just count it. 10 visible.
It's like 30. What's that? But it's also behind a pillar and like over here.
Right. But I can. Yeah, I guess I need to wait until it's like actually. It's like, I guess we do need to draw it out.
40 to 50 feet.
Yeah, I guess we need to draw it. We do need to draw it out somewhat.
Oh,
can
just
I
chase
touch
it.
Celine?
Or just, just charge it?
We could Benny Hill it around this pillar in the center.
That's true. We just like, yeah, because for the audience listening, it's behind like a column. Basically, there's a circle that we can go around of pathway. It's like a turn. What is it called? A roundabout. It's like a roundabout, inside
it's
of
a dungeon roundabout.
Yeah,
so
a dungeon roundabout.
So there's less traffic.
I'll be a roundabout.
That's good.
That's
like
if only we had cosmic brownies.
Tim was trying to put a nutty bar in there. It did not work.
It didn't work. Imagine if we were like, for the Kickstarter, we're like, we're going to be using live props. It was just stacked up nutty bars.
Yeah.
And you kill them.
And you eat it, yeah, when you get past it. That's what we should have done for the bridge, the ravine.
Oh, damn.
build nutty bars?
I'm guessing that, like, I would sneak up behind it, but I'm guessing that it's, like, honing in on mental energy. I'm not guessing. You told us that. So probably being stealthy isn't really going to help much. So I don't really want to be the first person to attack.
I'll charge forward if you guys want.
I can get up. Like, I can, as soon as it comes around this column, I can get it. I can zap it.
Chuck is unwrapping a nutty bar.
He's got to get a quick energy in before the battle.
So, are you all trying to sneak up on it, or what's going on?
If you don't want to sneak, I'll charge.
No, I'm gonna sneak. I can sneak while you charge, but I don't want to like. I don't want to open it. I'd probably come around here and I'd try to open it in the butt.
Yeah,
and then you guys
come around the other way and like trap it in between.
Well, let me just run forward and you come around the other way. You know what I'm saying? Because once I go, I don't turn so good. I'm just like, I haul ass. You try to make me turn, I won't do it.
That's true. You're the heft of you.
Yeah, like I'll try, I might just fall over.
Like a very big truck going down the mountain. It's you can't just stop it.
Yeah.
Sure.
So it sounds like the plan is Chuck's going to charge straight forward towards it.
And go.
Then, okay, well, we're just crafting a plan. And then Screech is going to sneak behind, right? Oh, no, he's right up on it.
Guys, you coming?
Hey, everyone. And then I imagine Celine will probably, like, fall behind Chuck and try to do magic from farther back. Like, once you, like, charge toward him and you can see him.
Like, where's farther back here, though? Because it's like, you got to go around and right.
Well, I guess that's the thing. I think I guess I'll wait until you guys draw him out more into the front
and,
there.
And I'm shouting as I'm running, so maybe it
starts to come around, perhaps.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it'd be, like, ended up more like here, you think?
Yeah. If he's shouting as he's running, that's, yeah.
Hey, motherfucker!
Wow, it'd fill that space, huh?
Yeah, well, and then, like you were saying, Batman, Screech could, like, come around.
Screech and Beholder Doodle would probably do the same thing. They would come out around
so
here.
We're going to flank his ass.
All right, well, let's roll initiatives.
Yeah. Shit.
Yeah, I do like that we were just hastily trying to describe as much stuff before he made us roll.
Yeah, and we like really get him.
And then we stab him a bunch of times, and then maybe we roll initiative.
Chuck got a 5.
That's cocked.
He got a 5.
Oh, my God. Fucking God, I got a 1!
Hey, you're the anchor.
Milton got a 12.
I got a 5.
I mean, it's 3 technically.
No. Really? Which one of you is going first?
Screech got a 29. Sorry.
Oh my God. This dice is getting kicked out. It always rolls bad for me, even though it's very beautiful.
Sorry, Milton was 12?
Yes, Milton was 12.
And then what was?
29.
That's probably first.
Again, that's not the highest his initiative will get.
So fucking proud of yourself, aren't you?
You know what? Every character up until this one has always gone last.
So Screech, you are going to be up first, my friend.
Okay. So how far up, given that we started saying shit here, how far, like, is this something I can move around?
Sure.
Okay. So Screech.
Get your ass.
So as you run the corner and look at him, you realize you can actually also target the brains on his back.
Oh, so they're like, you can try to pop them like a zit.
You can literally pop the reins on his back.
Oh my God, that's so topical as we were talking about that earlier. Sorry, guys. Yeah, we're talking about popping zits. Gross.
No. We love to pop a zit.
Do you guys want to pop the one on my back when you pop it on there?
No.
Do you have one of the
Scoopy thing?
Tools?
We don't. I should get one of those.
Oh, a game changer. Because you can just like run it over and it just goes bloop, bloop, bloop,
I have one of those things you suck mosquito bites. So
you do have those.
Oh!
Please stop talking about.
I'm going to throw up.
Should I go grab some mayonnaise and like.
No!
Stop gym facing.
Yeah. So I'm definitely gonna pop some of them. Them poppers.
Poppers!
Poppers! So we'll sneak attack that first dude. That's gonna be a 18 to hit.
An 18 hits.
Alright, sorry, you're attacking a brain or the dude?
Brain.
18 misses a brain.
What? It misses a brain?
Yeah.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Yeah.
Okay. Bitch. Okay, I got another attack coming. 13 plus 20.
Yo.
I'm not talking yet.
Clearly.
Miss.
Yeah, you hit. Fine. You hit. God, so mean to me.
Whatever.
Screech rewarded himself for a good strike with an oatmeal cream pie.
And are you trying to hit the brain or the brain?
Whichever one succeeds. I'm trying to hit a brain, yes.
A little brain?
Brain in the brain.
On its
are
back?
There big brains too?
No, he is a brain.
So he's like a brain with like.
There's a big brain and there's these little bubbles.
I'm being stupid the way I'm saying it.
Michael,
are you trying to hit the brain of the brain?
So you're trying to hit a brain on its back.
Yeah, actually, I didn't realize that he was a brain because I feel like the.
Wait, it's just him.
Right. But like, if he's a brain and then he's got little brains, I feel like the little brains are probably stolen. They're probably not his brains. Yeah. They're probably not key. So I want to stab the big brain.
I've got to return this to its owner.
Okay, so you're attacking just the creature.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. And
did you do that both times?
No, the first time I was attacking little brain because okay. I thought that's all there were.
Yeah.
But now that I know.
Yeah, so you hit the big guy.
Okay.
You hit.
Get that big boy.
Get him.
Okay, so.
I saw that.
So what?
You rolled a one.
Yeah, so five.
Yeah, I did. Yeah. Okay.
And then 2d6. So 10. 10 big brain damage.
Good rolls.
10 big brain damage. Brain damage. Does it give me someone brain damage?
You just give him brain damage.
Like, it's like not like necrotic. It's like, no, straight up brain damage.
Psychic? No.
No, brain damage. Blunt trauma to the brain.
Blunt brain damage.
Yeah.
All right, so.
Is it his turn? Wisdom saving throw.
Whoa.
As he's enveloped by my spooky angels of love and death.
That is a 16.
You take half damage, so let me...
That's still good.
Scroll it up. That is, you take 16 radiant damage.
Ooh.
No, sorry, you take 8 radiant damage, sorry.
Ooh.
It's a half.
Let's see, what's it gonna do? What's it gonna do?
Its speed is halved, if that matters.
Ooh.
But, I mean, Screech is right on it, and I'm fairly close. So I figure I'm somewhere between, like... You know, here and here, give or take, in the motion.
Yeah.
But.
Sorry, what was the effect that you just put on him again?
Spirit Guardian. So I have like 15 feet away from me.
Uh huh.
Like this.
Your angels?
Yeah, it's my little angels flitting around.
But what do they do to him? You said his speed is halved?
Halves the speed. And then if he fails saving throw, he takes radiant damage. He takes a lot of radiant damage.
Got it. The reason I was asking is I was thinking about, like, should Maximilian's earth and grass? But I don't even know how much he can move in there.
You shoot a fireball to really
kill everybody.
Yeah. Fighting in closed areas, it is fireball, that's hero shit.
Yeah, well, but I could probably do fireball, and I don't know, but my instinct is that fire will fuck him up, but we'll see.
Probably doesn't like it.
He seems so wet that it just feels like it should. He's so slimy.
There's so few creatures.
That's the quickest way to dry him out.
And I feel like a brain should be able to be zapped in my mind if I use.
Yeah, that's true. There's
really, who knows?
There's so few creatures in 5e that have vulnerabilities. Like
all of the brains on its back begin to crackle.
Do we like that?
And then a spell bursts forth from it directly at Chuck.
No!
Oh, shit.
A ray of sickening greenish energy lashes out towards you.
Uh-oh.
I have to make it.
Go, boy. Wait, you're doing an attack? I don't get a saving throw? Oh, no! Nico, See what it's rolling.
It was a 17 for a second, and then it turned into a 3.
17 wasn't good. Oh, well, you probably have a plus.
Yeah, the roll was just a 17. Shit. Yeah.
If it was a plus 0 or minus 1?
Yeah.
Possible.
Shut up!
My toe still hurts from yesterday.
What if the toenail comes off?
I think it might. You were looking at tonight?
No!
It misses. It shoots a ray of sickness at you and it misses.
Yeah, I kind of like duck beneath it. Idiot!
And then Milton Graves is up.
Is there like, I don't want this to happen. Mm-hmm. I'm just curious. Mm-hmm. Is there any like precedent for like, we're all in a line and you shoot a ray?
Yes,
you
know there is a precedence for that.
Okay.
That's how lightning works.
Not, you know.
Lightning doesn't really go in a straight line, but yeah, I get what you're saying.
Game of dust.
Master! Let me squinch in here.
Master, can you scooch, please?
I love the idea that old-ass Milton Graves is, like, running up the wall to be able to lay it
down. Yeah. Like you said, he can fight. He can throw down.
Milton can fight.
And he's a doctor.
I know he's done a really poor job with this.
The thing is, like, it's going to flip at some point, right? Because he's going to be like, oh, I need to prove myself. Which does make me worried about him making it out of this cave, but...
I think all...
He has plot armor.
Yeah.
News to me.
I mean,
that's new.
Not to be rude, but you're the only person that brought, let's just say, 2 NPCs to our canonical episodes where 2 NPCs need to die.
Why
soon.
Did you
Are they
going to
die?
Wait, why do they need to die?
Some good friends of ours on the internet paid to kill NPCs.
Yeah, they didn't pay to kill.
Are they gonna kill Jermichael?
What if they do? What if we get back and the flumps fucking eat it as
brains? That's true. We don't know.
Oh, now
they're hurry! Yeah. There's 2 there!
We don't know when this is gonna happen. It could be this weekend, it could be 4 months.
That's true, it could be later. It doesn't have to happen.
We don't have any peas, though. Like, I feel like they got plenty to choose. They don't need to kill Gertie.
God, what if there's like a mine for Petey?
They might, though. Oh, Ratma's got her own.
He's like, I've been collecting people.
Petey too.
This is mine for meat.
Yeah.
Mind for me.
Please just call me Greg.
Okay. There's my actions. 17 to hit big brain.
Brain damage.
Hits.
Okay. 5.
So we use a different D6.
Oh my god. 4 and 3 is 7. 12.
Great hit! Great hit!
Second attack coming in. But I'm going to hit Baby Brain this time because I saw the crackles come off that thing.
Yeah, no,
they're
dead.
And that seems like it's the source of its power. 19 plus 7,
nice.
16.
That hits.
26?
Mm-hmm.
19 plus 7?
Yeah, 16.
Yeah, 16.
April Fool! So
it's funny, somehow funny every time. Every time.
8
damage?
Yeah. To a baby brain.
Oh, right.
Do I pop it like a pimple?
Right.
Yuck.
Hold on, just wait a second.
Do I make that pull out game weak?
Can we make the Winamp Dr. Pimple Popper?
No.
Is it going today?
Yeah. It hasn't stopped since
it's behind.
Oh, sorry. How much damage did you say you did?
8.
Okay. It bursts.
Yucky.
Is it sick? Does it get all over his face?
It loses 1d4.
Oh.
Spell slots.
Oh.
1d4, you mean 14? It's just a little April Fool's joke.
You guys like that one? Okay.
Nope.
Can't all be winners.
Take it back to the workshop.
Start furiously scribbling on my notepad.
Yeah.
Idiot.
Didn't like that one. Do not use again.
No, they were wrong. You were right.
Yeah, Bob Briggs got a mirror and is just saying that to himself.
This is getting too real.
I'm like, guys, can we stop?
Yeah.
This is starting to get hurtful.
Okay. T'Chuck.
I will close the remaining distance upon this man
And, all right, so he has, like, a big, gross spider face, mm-hmm, right? Mm-hmm. He has these little orbies on his back, mm-hmm, and he has these gross-ass rock legs. Mm-hmm. So I'm kind of, you know what, I put this spell in, because it seemed cool. So I'm going to cast Inflict Wounds on you, my friend.
Inflict him.
He's about to get inflicted. Let me double check. See, is this a save versus?
I mean, we're all trying to inflict wounds.
Okay. Yeah, that is. We are trying.
Thank God for Bardic Inspiration. Well, hey. Need to probably close out the YouTube video of our live stream so I can see what the fuck is happening.
Yeah.
That is a 17, no, sorry, that is a 19 to hit the big face.
That hits.
Okay. And as I hit, it does 3d10.
Ignore it. As you hit, it does.
It does 3d10 necrotic damage.
Oh! Oh, yeah, shit. Baby.
Yeah, so I just kind of like reach my hand out and kind of like sap some of its essence. So let me get those details.
I don't like those sounds you were making just then. You sound like a gross little baby.
That's 21 necrotic damage.
Holy shit.
Wow.
That's
what
so
does
much.
It look like when it dies?
Yeah.
I'm not sure because it doesn't die.
Whoa, that was really weird. That was gross. That was a little dark. And then for my boner action, I would like to.
Sick.
We don't want to know about that.
Jericho. For my boner action, I swing it around.
Yeah, I helicopter it a little bit, baby.
I swing my dick.
I use my. Hey guys, can you?
Hey, can you guys be mature, please?
No, not possible.
I'm trying to pick my boner action. Cantrip versatility. Oh, never mind. Yeah, I do the freaking a hobgoblin help guy, fey gift. So, basically, the next person that attacks gets advantage on their attack roll. And when they do. I'm going to do the spite version. Until the start of my next turn, the first time the creature you help hits a target with the attack, that target has disadvantage on the next attack it makes within the next minute. Since I'm a big fan of this, did Milton Graves go before the brain?
No.
Okay, so I'll give it to Screech. So you get advantage on the next attack.
Thanks, friend.
Nice.
And that is my turn.
Oh, sorry, yeah. Sorry, Milton Graves did go, though, right?
Yeah.
I believe so.
Yeah,
yeah, he ran on the wall.
Right.
Yeah, that's right.
I couldn't remember. I was pretty sure it was after it did the gross rain or not. But.
Gotcha. All right, Rourke.
I move up to it, and I'll give Celine Bardic Inspiration.
Yes!
And then I stab it in the eye. I don't stab it.
JK!
At a D4.
A D4.
Yeah.
17.
17 hits.
Let's go! You don't believe in yourself and then the image of your father and your friends.
Right next to me. And then I do 9 damage.
Let's go.
Sick. Is it like sword coming forward and Chuck's just like head just tilts to the side to let go by.
Yeah.
He like grabs my elbow and shoves it like so it goes it like I wasn't gonna hit it.
Yeah.
I was just a little too far.
You're doing bad, grab hands.
hey gang, big moment here.
It's okay.
Our first legendary action by monster.
Shit! Oh my god.
In this campaign?
Yeah.
Oh wow! Everyone take a drink.
Oh god.
Whoa.
Coffee.
And it's gonna claw Chuck.
Don't do that though.
Oh, that's a good roll.
That's bad. That seems bad.
It's pretty chucked
up. I don't give a damn.
thank you. 25 to hit.
Excuse me? That hits. There's no way I can avoid that.
12 slashing damage.
Ouch!
Are you okay?
Gives a crap and crap. 12 slashing?
Yeah.
I don't give a crap.
I don't give a toot!
I don't give a toot.
Please don't use my father's name in me.
Yeah, oh, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry.
Skin starts crying. What?
I am so sorry to have disrespected Lord Toot's name.
Okay. Lady
Lord
Bat
Toot
Bast
and Lady Blast. Lady Blast. Lord Toot and Lady Blast.
I'm seeing something in the future. There's only one Beholder Doodle now. We make fun of, we make a toot joke, and then the Beholder Doodle starts crying.
Out of all of his eyes.
Yeah, like,
yeah,
why are you sad about Toot Echo?
We're to the same laundromat. Selene.
Okay, so I've got some additions. So I got a D4 plus to my rolls and a D6 from you, right?
I think let me double check. Because it went up whenever we...
Oh.
It's a D8.
A D8. Oh my god. But that's to attack or to?
To. Oh.
Learning. I'm trying to remember.
Ability check, attack roll, or saving throw.
Okay, perfect. So because everyone is clumped in together now, I won't do lightning bolt or fireball, I guess.
Does lightning bolt explode?
A lightning bolt just goes straight through whoever's ever there, so I can't really get in there.
It attacks in the line.
Yeah,
you know, like right between everybody's legs.
It went because I was thinking about lightning bolts. I'm like, could I like somehow get like mini things of it with that? But just, I'll hold off on that.
Just shoot spells granny style.
Yeah, that's I'm going to do that. With firebolt. I think you can't, like, oh my god, the idea of Celine, like, yeah, doing granny style on the firebolt. So it's my one hand, and I, like, fling it up so it, like, arches, and it goes down on top of the creature.
What's,
so,
like, the D&D equivalent of a Dude Perfect video? I try to hit, like, the brain.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
Are you going for creature or little brain?
I'm going for creature, and I just rolled a nat 20.
Nice. That's gonna hit.
And that is, yeah, so that means it's max damage also, correct?
No, roll your damage dice twice.
I never remember, and I probably won't.
4E was max damage.
Huh?
4E was max damage.
Oh, okay, see, that's why.
Can we do both?
You have to clear that.
Can you choose?
Okay.
Which one you want?
Yeah, because I think max damage is statistically...
Check them harder! More.
Well, I rolled 2d10s and I got a 9 and a 1.
Wow.
So,
nice job.
So 10 fire damage.
Oh, God. Give Shin a high five, please.
I didn't roll twice. Yeah. Sorry. Ignore me. That's 12. 12 nice. Fire damage.
Nice.
Beautiful.
So 10 and then 12?
Oh, I rolled it twice. Oh, I get both of them.
Yeah.
Is that what you're saying? Oh, I thought I took the highest of them.
So no, 10 and 12.
So 22 total. I can't remember too many rolls.
Oh my god. See that? Sorry, guys.
And then I want to shove him against the wall because he seems like he's in that corner and I just want to slam him if I can.
His legs look pretty hard, but I bet that top's mushy.
The top definitely. Yeah. That's why I'm going to keep lobbing stuff at the top. But let's do a strength save and see if I shove him against the wall.
Let's do it.
Just because it's, again, I love doing it. It's fun.
That is going to be a 14.
It does. That is a 15.
You shove him.
So he gets shoved against the wall. I don't know what it does to him. I think it just embarrasses
it's
him.
It's embarrassing.
It's very embarrassing. He's humiliated.
It doesn't feel good.
Yeah,
Take one embarrassment counter off
of
Michael.
It throws him off his game, for sure. And that's my turn.
Epic.
Simply epic.
Oh, Michael, each time we pop one of the things in the back, you said no zit, that's fine. Mm-hmm. Do you want us to rip off them?
Thank you.
Wow, you didn't make a battle damage?
You should have made it out of, or you could have made it out of bubble wrap. Mm-hmm. And then we could just...
Oh, fucking idiot. So stupid.
You should have put a button on and made it explode and make like a Transformers noise.
Yeah.
Well, next time. Screech, it's your turn.
Screech, check out.
You have advantage on whatever attack you do.
Sick. Milton, brother, we must pop all of the brains. I know I've never talked like this before.
I mean, I started copying Milton's voice for sure.
Yeah, so we're gonna make an attack on one of the little brains.
Okay.
There it is. Ooh. 6 plus 7, 13.
You unfortunately miss.
Wait, add a d4.
Add a d4. Michael, hold on.
Michael, hold on.
1.
You miss.
Michael.
Okay.
Wait, and you roll with advantage?
No. Michael, hold on. It's gonna be worse. It worse.
Roll better! Get new dice.
You're okay, so bad at rolling in person.
I got another attack. 12 plus 7.
Hey, that's respectable.
Hey.
What are you going for? You're going for the...
I did already say I was going for little brain on both.
D4.
I didn't know I got that again.
Thank you.
Plus 4.
That hits.
Fucking right it does.
You knew it the whole time.
Yeah. Zeroing in. That's a 2 plus 4. It's a 6, but I got the 2d6. Jesus. So 11.
Okay.
Great work.
And the next attack it makes has disadvantage. I say to help all of us remember.
Okay.
Did that pop one? Does it lose spell slots?
Oh, right.
Jesus.
You gotta keep him honest.
You wanna rip it off, or?
Yoink.
That's great.
Good for you.
Do you guys think it was gross that Bachman ate an oatmeal cream pie while we're fighting
Ew.
A creamy brain boy?
I was thinking about it the whole time, yeah.
The way you're eating it off camera was a little lewd and gross.
Why'd you keep sticking your tongue inside of it?
There is direct foot. I didn't break eye contact with that. So you guys can't lie.
David edited it out.
Yeah.
You guys keep talking about it, so I just can't.
You need oatmeal cream pie too now?
No, it casts lightning bolt.
No!
Right down that line.
God damn it!
God damn it!
No, that's what I'm in that line.
You guys just kept talking about it.
Gotcha. I need to take a wisdom save.
Why?
Yeah, I mean, it probably still does lightning bolt, but whatever.
What is the wisdom save?
Spirit Guardians.
Oh, right.
Oh, shit, I should have done a fucking spell save DC, or constitution save throw. Or, what's the, the spell? The spell C word.
Concentration.
What?
The spell
C word.
Yes.
But I didn't do it. But now I will do it. But yeah, you do yours first. It's a DC 16.
12.
Okay, so you take 3d8, and I'll tell you what that is after you light my ass up.
Okay, I'd love to.
19. Oh,
no!
Wait, this is a living lightning bolt. That's not what I want.
What the fuck is that? Oh, wait.
Can talk to
it's
you.
Probably from Rhyme of the Frost Maiden. It's over there.
What?
It takes 9 radiant damage whenever you're ready.
Okay.
And I assume, is lightning bolt, does it roll or do we roll?
You roll. You all have to roll a dexterity saving throw.
I don't.
Not you.
Not you.
I don't.
And me and Celine can add a d8, and you two
That's
can
right.
also add a d4.
Yeah, I can, yeah.
So you can do both.
Okay, thank God.
I got a 21.
Nice.
Do I need to add a d4? Just for fun.
It's
spelled. Oh my god, I rolled so bad.
I got a 17.
24.
Guys, this is not good. Oh,
do better.
So much sadness from that side of the table.
Do better. Do better.
What'd you get?
11.
That fails. Everything else. The other guys succeed, though, so that's good.
We do this is why we do our drills, I installed something in our basement that would, I unhooked the dishwasher in a very, very dangerous way so that Rourke and I could practice dealing with electricity.
Yeah. She knows all about grounding.
Mm-hmm. I think that Celine, let's say that Celine was really honestly not considered. She was far back that she wasn't really prepared to take the damage.
Because
got my ass. That's actually kind of funny, right? Because you're at the end. So it probably arcs through us, but you're not properly grounded.
No.
And you guys, since you did such a great job, only take 13 damage.
Rude.
Ain't no thing.
Well, I'm down to 12 hit points, so just saying.
Who cares?
What? I mean, but actually, it kind of is okay, though, because I have a thing that if I go down to, like, one or zero hit points, I can do something.
And I rolled really good at my concentration saving throw. So,
yeah.
Oh, go
ahead. If we pop when we're popping these brain pebbles,
yeah.
Is that damage coming out of its main health pool also? Or no?
Oh, they're just a separate one.
So we're just making it less likely to be able to do spells.
Yes.
Yeah, so like, which if there's any of you that can, like, if Selene had magic missile, that would probably be really good. But, or if anyone has anything that's like, oh, I do several instances of small amount of damage.
If I had lightning bolt, everyone I guess that's...
Does firebolt not shoot three?
I brought two characters that both have two weapon fighting, but it's not working out.
You're doing your part. They made me leave my one other character behind.
I mean, the problem... Firebolt's just like a 20-foot sphere is the problem. So yeah. It just...
Why don't we all...
Yeah, 20-foot radius, so actually even bigger than that.
I'm saying firebolt.
Would that do damage to all of the brains individually if we were to fireball this thing?
You I think you found a hole in the system.
So if everyone leaves, if everyone moves backwards.
And we all take opportunity attacks.
What am I thinking of? Yeah, probably just full 4E firebolt. Whenever you're wrong,
Shock
just
is the 4E. Only one that would. Could you have a way to get out of an opportunity attack?
I technically do. And so, I was going to do it, to be honest with you.
So it's really just Milton and...
Yeah, because I have a thing that I don't think I've used before in this campaign, and basically allows me to sprint at people, and it has the teleportation key term.
Oh.
Like, I'm not teleporting, it's just sort of like...
You're just running so fast.
Yeah.
Where are we in the turn order right now?
It's turn. It just cast lightning bolt, right?
Okay, so, that's right.
So now it's going to be Milton.
So actually that kind of works out, because we can, like, on their turn, everyone can run back.
Well, no, because Screech is already gone.
Who's Screech?
And Screech is up there.
Yeah.
Yeah,
well, I think Screech has way more plot armor than Milton.
It's fair.
But like,
how much damage does a fireball do? Okay, right.
It does. Why can't I say?
8d6. 8d6, what's the max on that? It's 8 times 6?
Yeah.
My lightning bolt just is 8d6 and it just did 26 damage.
Yeah, it's not gonna do max damage. Because it's your dice, so it's not gonna do max damage.
Right.
Famous last words, we'll see what happens. But
shut the fuck up. Don't it's showing me the Wikipedia article for the word damage.
Nice job, Apple. Good tech.
I'm laughing.
Hey, you want one of these?
Yeah. Doesn't do a Pokemon.
I'm looking at the components for Fireball. I'm laughing because one of them is a tiny ball of bat guano and sulfur.
Perfect place.
If there's bat guano down here, I've obviously been gathering
scraping
it.
Up.
Yeah, I've been scraping it and putting it in my little bag.
So,
this is good bat shit.
Yeah, exactly.
I say you do it.
Do the fireball?
I say we go back up. Screech is up there.
Yeah,
but I say
okay.
You do it.
Because I'm like at the very end, so there's some time.
You can't see Screech.
Oh, that's Screech. I thought this was
No, great. This is Screech and you can't.
They're both there. So that's right. Okay.
Yeah, you've got a character justification for why you would do something like that.
Okay. All right.
I don't know. I don't think you do, but we don't think when you guys disappear that you're gone.
No, but like...
Okay, but also, to be fair, it's several turns to less. So shit can change before, because
Screech,
the hell back there.
Screech cannot move before your turn.
Male. Our male's here.
Yeah, it's always loud.
The male is here.
The male.
You said that right after I said Screech, and I thought you were saying a misgendered Screech. I said his name.
It's male.
Like, what the fuck?
What did I say to make you think he was female?
I think there's other ways I can deal with this, though.
Yeah.
Because I could center it. If Rourke and Chuck run back, then I could, like, center it, like, here.
Yeah,
so it's actually not getting them. It's just getting...
Even better.
And we're level 6, so we're smarter.
Yeah.
It's a 20-foot radius, so...
You guys are smarter. I'm like,
let's say at this point, Selene kind of, like, sees we're, like, not making awesome progress. So she's like, guys, make your way back here. And I yell so that you can prepare yourself. And I'm just sitting there like, wow, 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 wow.
Tabletop is much more fun when you're actually on the table. It feels much more like we're, as a team.
Collaborating.
Yeah. Well, just like literally being able to like point at it. And like, because I really do have a hard time like envisioning in my mind sometimes.
It becomes much more.
Like the layout is just my brain can't like hold like, wait, what wall is that on?
It becomes more of like a combat puzzle, which I think is maybe not always the most interesting for people to listen.
Well, that is true, actually. So this like maybe more fun for us, but
but if we're having fun, then they'll enjoy
it. Exactly. And we're, if we did it more often, we would get better.
That's true. Yeah.
At describing things. Because I think there's, we describe what's happening, but I think there's a few times we're like, oh, we're on the line without saying, hey, we're on the line.
Yeah.
We're, you know, we, obviously, we don't have to necessarily stop every 4 seconds.
There's strengths of both, of recording full theater of the mind and also having, I mean, honestly, it's just fun to have little guys, though.
Yeah, it is fun to have little guys.
I just love to have little guys.
I like having little guys.
It might have been, like, having the combat map is better in every single way, except for you have to learn how to be better.
Like, you have to remember to describe everything, and that, so there's like, more skill.
In a perfect
on
world,
side.
You just get good at it, right?
Yeah.
But still.
Yeah.
So you would probably, I mean, you'd be communicating, at least I'm assuming, to Screech that he's,
I just
that
be
he's
yelling.
Good. Because you can say everybody move back.
Yeah,
so like just
true. Yeah, well, yeah. Maybe I would say like if you're in the front in this front area, move back. Like,
and you just took a fuck ton of damage, right?
Oh yeah, I'm feeling like shit back there. I'm like,
so I probably heard you like scream.
Wipe the blood off your mouth.
Like,
and be like,
yeah,
back
exactly.
The fuck up.
Yeah,
your hair's all sticking out.
Oh yeah. Oh right. Yeah, because didn't I get electrified?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh yeah. So it's like when you touch the thing,
your hair stands up.
Yeah, my hair stands up. Yeah.
Only reason I ask is because Milton's not going to move if Screech doesn't have to move.
Okay. Yeah. No, I think it's fine. I think I would just yell something that you guys understood. Just move out of this front zone. Yeah. I don't know why.
C formation.
Yeah. We have like our plays that we practice ahead of time.
Yeah.
But regardless, it's not my turn. So.
Yeah. Milton.
Milton. You know, stabby stab.
Milton Bobby Brown. Michael, can you do your legendary action before Chuck's turn?
you want me to?
Because you'll get a disadvantage.
That seems
bad. That's a good idea. You should do that.
Yeah, but it doesn't know it.
No,
you know?
It doesn't.
18 plus 7, 25. For big brain.
Big brain.
To hit?
Yeah, I'm not going for baby brain because we're going to fireball.
Yes, it hits.
Okay. Here we're going to freaking pop up. We're going to explode them.
5, 9, 11, 17. The big brain damage. Roll that beautiful brain
damage.
And then that second attack. That's 8 plus 7. Say 15.
To hit?
Give or take.
Yeah.
Nah, it misses.
Whoa! That's the noise he makes. He misses.
Nice.
Sorry, sir.
It's going to claw you.
Disadvantage.
Wow.
Thank you. Two natural 20s.
A 9 and a 10. Which, oh, you're going to find out what its bonus is. You're not going to like this. A 17 to hit.
That technically does.
Yeah.
Anything else? Nope.
And also just regular does.
Yeah,
that's 12 slashing damage to
When does the damage type ever really come into play?
Some people have resistances and stuff.
So it's really just about like when it doesn't work.
Monsters.
It's not so much when it does like extra, it's just sometimes you do it and it doesn't work.
That's true. Some things have
oozes. Oozes. Very important.
Vulnerabilities.
They're to, like, electricity, right?
So you said 12 slices.
And also, I think the people, they love it. There's, like, one guy out there who's, like, he needs to know every time. And it's a guy. He needs to know every time.
Yes.
Yeah.
He needs to know every time.
What was it? It doesn't matter. It wasn't, okay. You said 12 slashing damage?
Yes, please.
Okay, that's fine.
Great. You'll allow it?
Yeah, I'm not even concerned.
All right. Well, then I guess we'll go to Chuck.
Yo.
Okay, so I have this feature called... scrolling. So I have something called Balm of Peace. As an action, you can move your speed without provoking opportunity attacks. And when you move within 5 feet of another creature during this action, you can restore 2d6 plus 5 hit points to that creature.
Ooh.
A creature can receive this healing only once. So I can shoot over to Celine and both Rourke and Celine get 2d6, which I will roll.
Okay.
That 2 sixes? What's up? Let's go.
Wow.
So that is 17 hit points to both of you.
Yay!
So
I need that.
I shoot my way back here, like kind of still in front of you. Let me move this rune Michael put there, I'm sure. And I kind of like, all right, how far can I go forward? Or maybe I'm going to ready an action, even though I don't think I can do this, but here we are. Because this is the action I took. Wait, this is no action. Shut the fuck up. Oh, it is an action. Okay. Because this is like clerics have their channel divinity, and your subclass lets you do a special version of that. So that's what this is. So that's my action. And I want to like move back in front of it, but I don't want to get hit by that fireball.
Yeah, you got to
say. Yeah, I'm not sure.
Far enough away back.
Can you do that? You can...
Mechanically, I don't believe so, no.
No, you can't. You can split your move up in your own turn, but you can't split it up.
Yeah, I think even for, like, ready to action, I don't think you can even move.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So, as written, that's fine. I'm fine, you know.
Yeah,
it would probably get really complicated.
Yeah. I totally agree. There are some rules where it's like, if we allowed it, it would be too confusing. I will just kind of sidle. I'll ask Celine, basically. How far can I go back to him?
So basically, so looking at this thing, so it has a 20-foot radius. So wherever I put it, as long as, like, I'm thinking I'm putting it kind of in the middle here, it's like...
I see what you're saying. 20, okay, 20. So, yeah, I mean, I'll just, like, move up 5 feet.
I went to art school. Radius is...
That's half, right?
Half the diameter.
It is half?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
So if these are squares...
Because diameter is all the way across.
Or 5 feet each. You guys have to be further back, right?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You need to go back farther.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah, because I was thinking...
I almost feel like you got to be behind.
Because it basically, like, wherever spot I put... What I'm trying to do is put it, like, here, so that it's, like, whoop, whoop, and just barely gets him.
That's what you're saying. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So, but guys at home, I'm trying to exactly locate where I'm going to put this fireball to do the least amount of damage to my friends and the most amount of damage to this horrid creature.
Are these 5 or 10?
Five.
So it'd be like...
4 of them is 20.
Yeah. So yeah, you guys...
Yeah, okay.
So Rourke needs to get back, but I think otherwise it'll be pretty fine.
Cool.
And especially with Milton... And Screech, like, over to the side, like, behind this
And
thing.
I'm going to hunker down a little bit, and you can shoot it in the air a little bit, and that'll save us upwards of 13 inches.
Okay.
From the ground, and I do mean that explicitly.
This time for real, not
for
as a joke.
For this time for real.
Yeah. Okay. So, yeah, really just at this point, then Rourke just needs to get back.
Well, it's Rourke's turn.
I move.
You just move.
Yeah, I'm just gonna heal the everyone's.
I'm not fully full, but I'm pretty good. I'm at 28 or 29 out of 38.
Well, then I guess Celine, it's your turn.
Okay.
Light him up.
I'm reloading.
Fire in the hole. So I cast it like, you know, again, like here.
Mm-hmm.
Enough that it gets the guy.
Yep. Boom.
And that's a dex saving throw.
Mm-hmm.
I actually have a fireball spell thingy.
Oh.
I was going to bring it up, but...
Damn.
Screech and Milton just see, like, fire, like, lining up exactly with the...
And
the
I will... And it
stops right in front of your nose. Like, that's weird.
I'll say, too, it's not just a 20-foot radius circle. It's a 20-foot radius sphere.
Yeah.
So, again, a fireball.
Yeah.
Just to remind everyone, it's going to explode in this game.
So we'll just take this piece out.
Yeah. Just separate it out.
And then the cave needs to do a dexterity saving throw so it doesn't collapse.
Does a 15 save?
It's a 15, so...
Half damage.
Okay, well, I can roll 8d6
in real
life.
Do you have to roll it for all of the...
All the brains?
I mean, I'm not going.
Why not?
I do not.
They're going to take half damage.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Guys, that's a lot of d8.
Six.
It's 8d6. Oh, yeah. No, it's 8d6.
You said d8.
I was wrong. I said it backwards. Okay. Oh, my God. 8, 10, 12, 16, 22,
23. It's pretty good.
I think we've blown up brains with 8 before.
All of the brains on its back burst.
Oh, yeah! My God! Yes! Okay. Oh, and you know, okay, because, okay, so this is like a whole, like, it's somatic. Like, I'm doing a whole thing. So imagine me, like, I'm, like, putting my hands, like, together and, like, growing the fireball in between my hands. And then I just go, yeah, and push it forward. And then it hits. The what is the creature called again?
The brain collector.
The brain collector, but all the like brains just like sizzle and poof, like yeah. pop. Like yeah. they boil and explode.
Mm-hmm. Apparently it's also called a Nethalgoon.
Oh, I don't like that. So I'm just gonna
Oh, now I know. Nethalgoon.
Of course, obviously.
Oh, okay.
When that happens, you know, I'm gonna shove it against the wall again just cause.
Why not?
Show him what's up.
Well, not that it matters. What? You can shove it forward.
I could. Well, I don't.
Put it in the pit. Put it in the pit.
Yeah, push it in the gross ass rubble.
It got a 21.
Okay, that it doesn't move then. It doesn't matter.
Its little legs go, and it clamps down and does not get blasted. Okay, fine. At all.
Well, let's see. Yeah, I think that's it. That's my turn.
Screech Echo, it is your turn.
Screech Echo, a little nervous about being now semi-isolated with this thing, so I'm only
that is true. Yeah, you guys are like back in the corner with him, which is not great.
I'm only going to do a single attack and disengage. It's 10 to hit.
10 to hit? That misses.
Ooh. No, not 10 to hit. 17.
That hits.
Okay. Ha!
Stop rolling dice. Plus you can't just keep rolling until you like it.
15.
Really? Okay. It is very upset.
Hey, well, that's why I disengage.
Let's go.
Should I go this way? Or should I just corner myself?
Yeah, go. We don't know what's back there.
Yeah.
There might be another guy.
Yeah, so that's what I do.
Okay.
I have disengaged after my attack and run around to the opposite side of the pillar, setting up for a potential Benny Hill.
The sockets, the wet, bloody, empty sockets where there used to be brains, it's kind of like a couple sparks fly out, but then nothing happens.
Yucky!
And it goes... and,
it's pissed.
It tries to go ham on the only person it can, Milton Craig.
Oh,
get him!
Milton's fine. I shouldn't have ran away because Milton is the one that got hit earlier. Okay, whoops. That's on me.
He's disposable.
Oh,
he's
man,
not. He's got plot armor.
It'd be funny if he died before we knew he was Balder Doodles. Like,
that would be new persona territory.
Yeah.
Now,
Balder Doodle Jr.
I'm Robin. All right, me, so Sparrow.
It does 2 claw attacks and then a bite.
No.
Fine.
He's resistant to those.
So claw, claw.
Claw, claw. Claw, claw.
That is going to be a 23 to hit.
Yeah, just to hit, though.
And then a 22 to hit.
Just a hit, though.
Okay. So the both claws hit. And the bite. No.
You might want to roll damage first. I'm looking over here. You might want to roll damage first.
Yeah, it's fun to bite a corpse.
You might get advantage on the bite because he's dead.
That's true. That's a good point. It's 18 piercing damage.
Total? Weak ass shit.
Is it still up?
Huh?
Is he still up?
No. Yes, he is.
Okay.
He's got 3 HP.
Then he tries to bite you.
You can't possibly bite for more than 3.
That's so true.
A bite is
it's not possible.
Well, you've hit twice, so statistically, you're not going to hit this time.
Exactly. Yeah.
It's an 11.
Told you.
Oh! Plus oh, shit. 8.
Fuck!
No!
No!
I'm ruined!
How did this happen statistically?
That's a 19.
Damage?
No.
No?
No, the damage, that 19 to hit. Sorry.
Oh.
And less then, than 3.
No?
Less than 3.
Less than 3.
All right, well, so I have to roll then. I'm going to roll. I'm not going
to
take them.
Is it possible for you to get less than 3?
No, absolutely not.
Okay, then why are you rolling?
Because now he might do way more than 3.
I rolled a 1. I rolled the worst I could possibly
Yay.
Roll.
Uh-huh.
So you take 6 damage.
Goodbye.
Well, damn.
And you must succeed at a constitution saving throw.
Well.
Can you do that being dead?
Yeah, I mean, I assume minimum you have disadvantage, right? I don't know if Constitution is well. Yeah, I mean you are unconscious, so
it, that's, this isn't a death save.
No,
this
no,
is
no.
just a constitution. Yeah,
this is for poison.
Can you be poisoned when you're dead?
You're not dead. You're just unconscious, yeah, I mean, so you have disadvantage.
Poison is coursing through your veins.
So 16, 17. So it's 16. Let's go.
Let's go.
Chat. Let's go.
Let's go.
Oh, we need a thing up that just says, let's go.
Yeah, that's a great point.
Oh, 16. I can meet
your dog? Your unconscious body doesn't feel poisoned.
It doesn't feel anything.
Yeah,
it doesn't feel fair.
It's like, I'm being numbed in a weird way.
So it's Milton's turn. So now make a death saving throw.
NPCs don't
that's
make
a 3
death saves. That's weird.
That's a 3. That's a failure?
Goodbye.
Well, you get more than one failure, right?
You get 3 failures.
Yeah.
And then as it's,
do you guys want to, like, hold off for 3 rounds?
2 rounds.
As it's,
legendary make 1. You know.
Legendary action.
No!
It picks up Milton.
No. Is he going to bait him? Is he going to bait him?
And Milton is now grappled.
No!
I was thinking, what's that art with the guy, like,
oh,
he is slowly being brought towards the mouth. His head, very specifically, the crown of his head, is being moved toward, as if this thing's next action is going to be to crunch into his brain and remove it.
That's tasty.
But it hasn't happened yet.
But he's the only father I have left.
Well, then you should probably try to stop this from happening.
Or respect your father more. You don't put him in these dangerous situations.
I mean, surrogate father.
So whose turn was that?
Now it's Chuck's turn.
I see the thing turn around, right? And maybe through its legs, pick up a mangled, blood-soaked fursuit person.
Oof.
Fursuit. And I run up. And then I cast a little spell I like to call Healing Word. Healing Word, Michael.
Nice.
Healing Word.
Which word?
Healing Word. And that motherfucker that we know and love gets 8 hit points back.
All right. He's no longer dying.
Hey, that's not dying, so.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Wake up. You can't die yet. We got things to do. And then I'm going to bash.
What does Milton Graves say as he awakens with his head being sized up for chomping?
He awakens. He's like, all right, we can't quit now. Keep moving. He's going to try and just play it off. He didn't get hit.
And can you give me 2 wisdom saving throws?
2?
Yep, because I moved back into your range.
You,
and
not
you're being
the monster.
And you're being attacked. Yeah, Michael. Can you chug this beer and give me a wisdom saving throw? My spirit guardians are fucking you up, and I'm casting Toll of the Dead, which is a cantrip, and it's legal. I can do that. That's how that's not even us doing the bending the 2 casting rule.
Chase of wisdom?
I said wisdom. You need to make 2 wisdom saving throws. Okay, we'll do Toll of the Dead first.
The first one is 15.
You fail. You're going to take 2d12. Do your second one.
Another one.
It's worse.
Okay, so 2d12 is 10. You take 10, I believe, necrotic damage. And then you take 3d8 radiant damage. 3d8? Give this to me.
Okay.
And then that's 11 radiant. Which one did I borrow from you? Was it
the gold one?
Yeah.
The one in your hand that you just rolled?
Yeah, so 11 radiant damage. So I'm like so much weird damage. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, so I rush forward. I make a loud gong noise. And it's because he's a spider in my mind. Mm-hmm. He doesn't like the loud noise. And then when I get kind of closer, I point at Milton and shoot him some delicious juice, like little vines sprout up on the ground beneath him and lift him up a little bit. And then get in front of him, like right up in his grill, as he's enveloped by my spiritual guardian flitterings around. And then I get in his face, like, now who's ugly?
It's looking rough. It is looking unhappy. And we'll go to work.
I will come over here and I will cast Aura of Vitality.
Ooh.
And use the first round on Screech. That's Screech, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You need health. Need health?
Or is it...
Screech is full.
It's Milton. Can I see him?
Yeah, you can see Milton.
Oh, okay. If I can see him, then I'll
see like his leg.
Okay, I will give it to him then. Because it can be...
Yeah.
You can... There's like a whole thing. You can like draw a line from like the outside of this box to the outside of this box.
I have line of sight.
Milton, he's shooting most of the healing in his toe, but
he's going through his
whole body. That's the toe that hurts the most. It's just like your stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, no. Yeah. It does hurt. I'm being very brave.
I give him 2d6.
Sick.
Do you want...
I have d6.
You have tofu?
I mean to brag. 10... Milton under his breath is like, please let me see Master Toot again.
No, he wants to die.
The light, I should run towards it, right?
Lady Blast, I'm coming.
I'm coming home.
I want you, son of a bitch.
Then
you can't die yet.
So then we go to Celine.
It's me?
Right? Because, yeah.
Oh, because we're just doing the thing. Cool. Okay. In that case...
It's looking rough,
looking rough. That's great. I love to hear that. I'm going to do Firebolt at it again.
Firebolt?
Firebolt. Not...
Fireball.
No, not Firebolt.
Now that one's crowded around it.
My friends. No, Firebolt. I have Lightning Bolt, Fireball, and Firebolt. And they're all different spells. Okay, I rearranged my dice, and now I don't have a good place to roll.
Is that good?
No, I did bad.
Add a d6 and a d4.
Oh, I forgot!
No, I have a d8.
Add a d8 and a d4.
Okay, now that might get me where I need to be. Now that might get me where I need to be! 15... Yeah, buddy. 11, 15... 22! That really did help a lot.
22 to hit? Yeah, that
hit. I added another 11 points to it, so...
Jesus.
Cool. So now I get to do 2d10. Dice, I'm going to pick. Don't freaking fail me, okay? Do good.
Don't burn up the hypothalamus.
That is a great point, actually. We need to not fully explode him.
Do we know what that is and where to look? How to get it?
It's part of the brain.
It's in the brain.
It's all a brain.
It's like here, I think. I don't know. I don't know what I'm fucking saying. That's seven fire damage. All.
It curls up and dies.
Yay!
Actually, you describe what.
Okay. Yeah. So I do the thing I did before where I, this time, so imagine I'm sending out the fire bolt. Like I have my hands set like a triangle, you know, and I shoot it off into the air again. So it goes like, on top of the brain, just a fireball like right on top
but
of
but not
it.
Where the hypothalamus is.
No.
Which you know where it is because
I know where
obviously
it
the
is.
Abbot incepted it into your mind.
Yeah, so I position it exactly so that it like sets on fire all the front part, like the different part of the brain from
the
where
the frontal
is.
Lobe.
Yeah, exactly.
The spider is now a serial killer.
And now, and now, and now it's a smoldering, moist pile of brain and legs.
Can we eat it? Is it edible?
I mean, the Flump was talking all about his sweet meats, but I don't know if this guy is not
gross. How sweet is this guy?
It's crazy how our days progress. You know, we started out just doing a little bit of spelunking, ended up getting brain from a spider.
Yeah. Yep.
So, but this thing's pretty big, so we're like, all right, we did it. Now how the fuck are we going to get it back?
Well, we just need to dig in to get the hypothalamus part. And
does it have to be intact? Did he tell us? Does he just need the sweet meat?
He needs that sweet meat. Somebody can roll a nature or a survival or something else to
Didn't he give us advantage on us?
Cocked.
Yeah, I think so.
17 plus... Oh, we have advantage on survival.
That's right.
20, you did, yes.
25 for Chuck.
I got a 20. I got a 25. I got a 15.
Wait.
I got a 20.
31.
Oh, no. It's
survival. Yeah, you just, like... It's like alone, and you just sort of carve out the organ.
Like this
it's
like is a real
big
juicy.
It's a big gland.
This is real juicy.
Yeah,
this is a good one. You can eat this off for days.
Are any of those other glands useful?
Yeah.
Do we need to express anything?
You could roll to find out.
Yeah.
Any other gristle?
Any other like parts I could use for casting?
Nature? Do you think?
Yeah.
16 for glands.
Gland check.
you're actually able to find, as you're digging through, you find this other gland. You're not sure the name of it, but as you touch it, it feels so silky smooth. And you realize that, like, clearly this is a highly valued substance.
Yeah.
For, you know, you can, like, rub it on your face and just, like, it's like snail juice.
Oh, basically. My gosh, snail mucin.
What's the tensile strength of the spider's...
It's not a spider, though, is it? Is it actually? It just got legs.
All right.
It doesn't have that web.
But it does have spinnerets.
Yeah.
It doesn't. That would be cool, though, if it shot it out of his brain.
Yuck.
Spinnerets.
Brain goo just shoot.
Yeah.
Cool.
So, yeah. So you've got 200 gold pieces worth of valuable cream.
Oh, hell
cream.
Yeah.
Write that down.
Valuable cream. Down.
I got it, gang.
200 gold of cream.
We got Lambert.
Yeah, expensive shit.
All right. We get the fuck out of here or what?
Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right.
because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with five different spray patterns, so you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1, only from Rust-Oleum.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.